Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
We've got 25 degrees right now. We brave the cold. Now we're watching for some snow in the Chicago area this afternoon. Let's get a live update now on what's happening from AccuWeather meteorologist John Furyk.
Yeah, we had a little batch of snow worked through earlier, a little bit of a lull now, but there is a little bit more snow that's going to be moving in later on this afternoon and through the night tonight. Probably doesn't amount to a whole lot. We're probably talking about a coating to an inch or so in most locations, but the ground's cold, so anything that falls will certainly stick. So we're going to have some slippery travel out there at times for tonight, with the temperature dipping back into the teens, and then maybe a few leftover flurries tomorrow. The cold weather, though, continues tomorrow with a high right around 20. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist John Furyk.
All right, John, thank you so much. You can check the progress of the snow with live interactive radar anytime under the weather tab at WBBMNewsRadio.com.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And we've got some breaking news from Jackson Park on Chicago's South Side, where we're learning that a construction worker being treated for injuries after a fall at the Obama Presidential Center construction site. The worker was reportedly doing some work inside a ventilation shaft at the site, and first responders had to extricate him. An ambulance rushed the worker to University of Chicago Medical Center. We're working to get more information, and we'll bring it to you when we get it. We're also learning more information about a shooting in southern Wisconsin that killed a boy from West Suburban Brookfield. Authorities say the suspect in the shooting is the boy's stepfather, and he is set to be in court tomorrow. The story is new at 3. WBBM's Jim Goodis is here at the Anchor Desk with what we've learned.
Lisa, Chief Anthony Michelli of the Town of Geneva Police Department says on Monday the boy died after being shot by a handgun at a home on Lincoln Avenue near Lake Geneva.
We arrested a Stephen Merkel, who actually is a stepfather of that 8-year-old victim, on first-degree reckless homicide charges.
The chief says police are still investigating how the boy was shot. The superintendent of Brookfield School District 95, Dr. Mark Kuznewski, says the boy was Michael Meager, who was shot, who was a second grader at Brook Park Elementary School in LaGrange Park.
We immediately mobilized our grief team, which consists of our assistant principal at Brook Park Elementary, who leads that team. She coordinated with social workers and school psychologists to provide support to any student or staff member that needed it.
The superintendent says the boy's death has been a serious blow to Brook Park Elementary, which he calls a close-knit community. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
No comment from city leaders today to demands from 20 Chicago aldermen that an art display at the Chicago Cultural Center in the Loop be taken down. The display is called the U.S.-Israel War Machine, and Rogers Park alderwoman Deborah Silverstein says she's received hundreds of emails complaining about its depiction of bloodied puppets and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
This just seems to be a reoccurring theme, and now we have this anti-Semitic display at the Chicago Cultural Center, but on top of it just being anti-Semitism, it is now anti-American.
Silverstein is the only Jewish member of the city council. She and her colleagues are calling for a hearing to find out how the cultural center selected the display in the first place. It is 3:06 now. Workers at Illinois clinics operated by Planned Parenthood say they've seen an increase in clients over the last 2 years, but the organization says it's still being forced to close 4 of its clinics in the state. WBBM's Haley Hansen has been looking into this. She's here at the Anchor Desk with what they're saying. Haley.
Lisa, leaders at Planned Parenthood of Illinois say they're facing a financial shortfall brought on by, among other things, rising healthcare costs for in-person care, an increase in patient volume needing financial assistance, and what they called an uncertain patient care landscape under a new national political administration. For that reason, PPIL will close health centers in Ottawa, Decatur, Bloomington, and Englewood in Chicago. None of those centers provided procedural abortion care. PPIL says appointments at other health centers will expand to meet patient demand. Planned Parenthood of Illinois will also downsize its administrative staff proportionately to match the changes. Live at the Anchor Desk, Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the new head coach of the Chicago Bears says he cannot wait to lead the team next season.
I get goosebumps right now just thinking about being the head coach of the Chicago Bears. I know exactly what this role and this responsibility requires, and I cannot wait to get to work.
That's Ben Johnson, introduced officially today at Halas Hall for the first time since being hired to replace the fired Matt Eberflus. Johnson spent the last 3 years as offensive coordinator for the Lions. An elected leader of Chicago's Asian American community says groups in Chinatown and other Asian neighborhoods in the city are making their own preparations just in case immigration agents come to their blocks.
President Trump has promised mass deportations of undocumented immigrants, and border czar Tom Homan says Chicago could be ground zero. But State Representative Teresa Ma says there's been no official word if or when. So she says community groups are trying to make sure that local residents know the latest and know their rights.
They get their news from WeChat, which is, you know, a platform that, you know, is run by the Chinese government. And you know, there's a lot of misinformation on there, right? So the information we want to share with them, it's very challenging to get it to them.
She says one organization that usually does technical job and language training is now also giving instructions on legal rights. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Auto manufacturer Stellantis has its sights set on restarting the former Chrysler plant in the western suburbs.
Announcements came from the United Auto Workers declaring victory, and Stellantis saying plans include a multi-billion dollar investment in U.S. operations. Those include the Belvedere plant, where about 1,500 workers are expected to be back on the job. The plant was idled in 2023. It's expected to build a new mid-sized truck starting in 2027. A memo from the UAW says we resolved our grievances. It says we have successfully moved Stellantis to keep the promise they made in our 2023 agreement, and credits Antonio Filosa, who took over as the company's COO for North America, for the company's recommitment. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
In time for sports, here's 670 The Score's Chris Emma. Big day for the Bears.
Lisa, good afternoon. Indeed, it's Ben Johnson Day here at Halas Hall. Ben Johnson was considered the most coveted candidate available in this head coaching hiring cycle. But part of why he was drawn to the Bears was the opportunity to work with 23-year-old quarterback Caleb Williams. Johnson sees promise in Williams, this despite a rookie season filled with some struggles. As for Williams, there's great excitement to work with an innovative offensive mind in Johnson. Here's Rick Gregg with a report.
Caleb Williams' first meeting with Johnson ever came over video chat less than 48 hours ago, and Johnson told Williams he'll be tailoring the Bears' offense directly to him, which is what a quarterback wants to hear.
The way I see things, the way I throw this, the way I do this, the way I do that, wasn't the same as other guys. And it's the same for each player in the NFL. Being able to have a coach that understands that, you know, I think works in our favor.
But it's not only roses for Williams. Johnson says he's already working on an action plan to fix the QB's flaws, and that extensive tape study together will be part of this offseason. At Halas Hall, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Johnson's next task as the Bears head coach will be filling out his coaching staff. Former Saints head coach Dennis Allen is considered a top candidate to become Johnson's defensive coordinator. The Bulls return to action tomorrow night when they square off with the Warriors in San Francisco. The Blackhawks are back on the ice Friday when they host the Lightning on the west side. In college basketball, Northwestern plays host to Indiana in Big Ten action tonight from Evanston. Live from Halas Hall with sports at 16:46, I'm Chris Emma, 670 The Score for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Charges pending for a man who allegedly held up a Loop restaurant at gunpoint.
This happened shortly after midnight at a Taco Bell near Washington and Wabash. Chicago police say a man entered the restaurant with his hand inside a bag, implying he had a weapon, and started arguing with a 34-year-old man inside. That man then left and called the police. Police say the robber stole a register with an unknown amount of money and then fled before being taken into custody nearby. No injuries were reported. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Metro announces it's exploring new financing options to fund a sweeping plan to fix hundreds of bridges in the Chicago area. It owns 446 bridges in the region, and the rail agency says about 50% are more than 100 years old. Another 30% are 75 years old, which is the typical lifespan for a steel bridge. Metro is currently in the phase of a five-year capital plan. The agency says it needs about $5.4 billion to make it all happen, but there's only about $2.1 billion in available funding right now. Some state employees in Illinois are paid the highest rate compared to others, as seen in a newly released report.
Most of the top 25 lists for 2024 are doctors and state police officers, making an average salary of between $355,000 and $358,000. That's according to Crane Chicago Business, which created the list. At the very top of that list was the executive director of the Teachers Retirement System, with a salary of close to $517,000. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The salaries of public university employees are not included on that list.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.